Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello, welcome to Smoke News Radio, episode number 52. Let's start this off right here with physics.org. Oh, yes, I am your host. I got to sit on the camera too. There we go. Good stuff. Your host, Jason Brodsky. And here we go from physics.org. Forbidden herbs. The effects of cannabis were a controversial topic 250 years ago. This is by the University of Tübingen. Should cannabis be legalized for medical purposes, or will it remain an illegal drug? This has been discussed in many countries for years and has been a point of contention for much longer than expected. Already in Mexico in the 18th century, priest and scientist Jose Antonio Alzate Ramirez campaigned for the healing effects of the controversial herb. Against the position of the Spanish crown and the Inquisition, the historian Dr. Laura Dixmeyer from the Collaborative Research Center Resource Cultures at the University of Tübingen examines the public debate at the time in Mexico. There we go. First study. Forbidden herbs. Alzate's defense of Pitelzintilis was published on July 7th in the Journal of Colonial Latin American Review. In a newspaper article from 1772, Alzate defended cannabis, which he knew under the name Pitelzintilis, from his own cultivation. He attributed it to valuable medical benefits for the treatment of cough, jaundice, tinnitus, tumors, depression, and much more. He also considered the hemp plant to be an excellent raw material for the production of ropes for sailing ships. The Spanish Inquisition, on the other hand, viewed the hallucinogen as a means to connect with the devil, and therefore banned it, just like many other psychoactive plants or behaviors that were said to contradict Christian principles. Jose Antonio Alzate Ramirez had a mission. He wanted to bring science and knowledge of nature to the Mexican public. Over the course of his life, he was the editor of 4 newspapers, a member of the Royal Botanical Gardens in Madrid, and a corresponding member of the French Academy of Sciences. Alzate's evidence of the benefits of medical cannabis ranges from personal experience reports from indigenous people and sailors to medical encyclopedias. Quoted, which is particularly impressive, is the range of the source from the 18th century that support medical marijuana consumption, says Laura Dixmeyer. Alzate mentioned well-known scientists of the time, such as the natural scientist Joaquin Christophe Valmont de Beaumier, physician Michael Muller, and doctor co-founder of the Royal Society of London, Thomas Willis, as well as the doctors Guy Crescent Fayon and Elgibert Kampf. The historian also examined other sources from this period that were not cited by the Mexican researcher because he had no access to them or did not speak the language. For example, the physician and botanist Jacobus Terpinopinus, who in his Mieux Kuchenbuch of 1588 advises women to use cannabis to relieve abdominal pain or the first known English-speaking advocate of medical cannabis use, Richard Hook. Alzate's public defense of the forbidden herb exposes larger issues debated in Mexican society, says Laura Dixmeyer, assessing the complicated role of the priest scientist. Quotes, he was a tireless mediator between church authorities and civil society, between the Spanish Inquisition and his own scientific observations, between scientists and the public, and between indigenous and European knowledge. Alzate's methods were European and typical of Enlightenment, but his mission and focus were Latin America. He was proud of Mexico's natural environment and promoted the use of indigenous herbs, even if that meant defending them from the church's prohibition. The historical example shows that legalizing marijuana has long been a controversial issue. However, critics of the ban were threatened with exile or the death penalty. Early modern researchers took great risks to publish information that they thought served the general public. Alzate himself did not have to pay for his publication with his life, although three of his newspapers were censored and eventually discontinued to silence him in the public. Quoted, the findings of this study can help broaden the current legalization debate and soften the hardened fronts, said Dixmeyer. According to Alzate, the scientist, he quotes, the benefits of the hemp plant as a building material or medicinal plant outweighs the possible side effects. Or as Jose Antonio Alzate Ramirez wrote, I think I have demonstrated the benefits of using Piplicitin nitilicitus, and in the words of theologians, it is bad because it is forbidden, not forbidden because it is bad. And that was herb. Piplicitin is herb. Okay, this is really fun. Smoke News Radio, your host Jason Brodsky on the microphone. From the Dailies Aba in Turkey, what's going on there? Turkish security forces seized more than 9 million cannabis roots in an operation in the Saudi and Diyarbakir province, local authorities said Friday. The local Gardemir command was successfully completed its operation against drug smugglers and PKK terrorists in the villages of Yalalaza, Aratek, and Esenli in Lis district, that Diyarbakir governance said in a statement. As part of the operation, Gardemir officials seized some 9.18 million cannabis roots in raids on 83 addresses, bringing about 1.1 tons of marijuana hidden in a bag in a rocky place, it added. Seized roots and marijuana, as well as some 11-kilometer-long water pipes, one pump, and 8 engines used in cannabis cultivation were destroyed on site. It stresses that operations will routinely continue to ensure peace and security in the region. Active in the country since the 1980s, the PKK targeted civilians, soldiers, and police officers for decades, joined thousands of people. In recent years, the Turkey stepped up efforts to cut off drug supplies to the PKK, which is believed to be the largest narcotics trafficker to Europe, with its attacks mainly focused in southeastern Turkey, where it recruits militants as well. Interpol estimated up to 80% of European illicit drug markets being supplied by the PKK-controlled trafficking networks, apart from playing a key part in the drug trafficking between Europe and Asia. The terrorist group uses several regions it controls in northern Iraq and Syria as production hubs for heroin and other drugs. Lice, known as the place where the PKK was founded in 1978, has been on the receiving end of the anti-drug raids in the past as well. A small district with a population of about 26,000 people, Lice has a slow economy apart from agriculture and livestock, and has the unfortunate fame of becoming a hub of PKK-controlled drug production. Experts say Lice and the southeastern region are favored for the cultivation of cannabis because its climate is favorable and because the mountainous terrain hinders easy access by security forces. Although no concrete numbers are available, authorities believe about two-thirds of the illegal cannabis cultivated in Turkey is grown around D-I-Y-A-R-B-A-K-I-R, Beer Child Plant, Diyarbakir. So, go to Turkey and smoke. Go near Diyarbakir area. Next, Smoke News Radio. We've got Jason Rotsky on the mic from I-24 News TV. Action. Israel becomes world's largest importer of medical cannabis flower. Meanwhile, a bill aiming to decriminalize recreational use of cannabis awaits vote in the Israeli parliament. Israel has officially overtaken Germany as the world's largest importer of medicinal cannabis flowers, according to the data compiled by the Marijuana Business Daily website. As of June, the Jewish state had imported some 4,000 kilograms of the flower. This represents a striking new trend, seeing as Israel did not import significant amounts of cannabis before 2020. The report said that one of the reasons for the trend is that Israel's import requirements are somewhat less stringent than those of the countries in the European Union. This has apparently led cannabis producers around the world who do not have European certification to regard Israel as a top destination for their products. Israel allows medical use of cannabis, yet recreational use remains illegal. Last month, however, Israel's Ministerial Committee for Legalization passed two decriminalization bills, potentially opening the path for the full legalization of cannabis. The legalization, authored by Lichtu Sharon Haskell and Ram Shafre of Blue and White Party, would make recreational usage of cannabis as fully legal should it pass through the Knesset Israeli parliament. Next on Smoke News Radio. Oh, yeah. So I've got the colors going. Oh, I like it. Piece by piece, piece by piece. They build a car in a day. Okay, from the MJ Biz Daily, Switzerland releases details on recreational marijuana experiment, but legalization likely years away, written by Alfredo Pascual. The lower house of Switzerland's Federal Assembly approved a bill paving the way for a pilot research program that would permit the temporary production and distribution of cannabis to adults for recreational purposes. While an important milestone, the vote in early June is also symbolic of the sluggish pace at which recreational legalization is occurring in Europe. The Swiss experience should be taken as an important lesson for companies wanting to capitalize on the adult use sector of the European cannabis market in the next few years. While approving the project, a majority of National Council legislatures rejected proposals that would have limited the experiment size and scope, a sign that the lower house is committed to moving forward with the project. Now, the Council of States will debate and vote on the bill. Local experts expect the project to be approved, but they warn that a positive vote isn't guaranteed, and even if the bill is approved, it could undergo modifications or delays in the upper house. This month's positive vote of the National Council follows one taken earlier this year by Switzerland's National Council Health Commission. The approval of the trial by the lower house plenary confirmed details on how the program would work once it successfully completes the legislative process. Quoted, "This is a positive step toward the normalization of cannabis in the country." Adufer Bigger, a Swiss drug policy expert, told Marijuana Business Daily, quoted, "However, this legislative process is still ongoing and somewhat uncertain," quoted Bigger, who owns a PhD in the political science from the University of Geneva. Quoted, "And according to this political agenda, even the best scenario, I would be surprised to see distribution before 2020. In Switzerland, you're talking about. In Switzerland. That means if everything goes as planned, full legalization for adults could be debated by 2030. On the other hand, Aldifer Biget said, "Switzerland is known for its democracy." And a popular initiative at the constitutional level for a parliamentary proposal to modify the drug law could drastically speed up the process. During the debate in the National Council, a legislator mentioned that an estimated 220,000 people regularly consume recreational marijuana in Switzerland. Thank you. Long days, long weeks, long months, lives. Okay. No country in Europe has indicated any intention of mixing medical and recreational cannabis into the same framework or giving medical marijuana providers access to adult use consumers. Also, there are a few signs that full recreational legalization is on the works anytime soon on the continent. The Netherlands, like Switzerland, is advancing a limited recreational cannabis experiment. Both are expected to provide evidence for a future debate on full legalization, but that is years away. In the meantime, experiments risk potentially stalling the legalization debate while the trials are in operation. Luxembourg is expected to become the first country in Europe to fully legalize the production of recreational marijuana, as its current government promised its coalition agreement at the end of 2018. However, the promise has yet to materialize in any meaningful official steps. There are many examples of political parties around Europe, including Germany, supporting recreational legalization, but as of now, no legalization bills are set to be approved. In Germany, several regional authorities have asked federal government for permission to conduct experiments with recreational marijuana, but the requests were rejected. However, this is something that could evolve quickly, and it cannot be ruled out if the current situation swiftly changes. Next on Smoke News Radio, with your host, Jason Brodsky, from thegreenprofit.com, can smelling cannabis unlock antiviral protection? Hold on a second. You buy the pre-rolled joints, you lose all the terpenes. Go, check it out. Cannabis, it has a strong smell, right? That strong odor has molecules that can work as medicine. Box flowers on steroids to the rescue. Burning incense may work to keep away the bad jujus in the gin. My family did it during our corona lockdown. Aromatherapy was serious business in ancient Egypt. If you didn't have the right mix of certain canine, God would not let you into the afterlife. Aromatherapy was connected to the demons or jinns, could help you find love, and could help treat you from certain ailments. Much of this is documented all over the internet. But one thing we haven't talked about when we consider cannabis and its medicinal properties of the CBD and THC in the medicinal marijuana is the power and potency of cannabis as aromatherapy. An Israeli company, Evnia, investigates could the smell of cannabis keep COVID at bay. Consumers of cannabis products are fast discovering that scientists have understood for some time. Terpenes, the compounds in cannabis that account for its wide variety of smells and tastes, have an even more important role unlocking the true medicinal qualities of the plant. There are over 10,000 known terpenes found in flowers, plants, and fruits, some of which interact with human and animal endocannabinoid systems and can influence neurotransmitters in the brain. When I was giving birth, I ached to smell orange oil. I did it and it helped my labor tremendously. Hadas, orange oil. Hadas, Sicilian oregano, fresh mint. I rub the fresh herbs in my garden and bury my face in them. They make me feel better. Consider linalool, a terpene found in lavender, which has a calming effect when inhaled, or limonene, the terpene found in citrus, which I craved suddenly, is associated with mood elevation. The terpene beta-carophyllene found in basil, black pepper has shown to have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, pain-relieving, and anti-anxiety benefits. Could you guess that all these terpenes and many more are found in cannabis, just like CBD can be found in oranges? story about a Japanese company extracting CBD from unused orange peels. Not all the molecules in cannabis are exclusive to that plant. Consider hemp or oranges, and not all the chemicals in oranges are exclusive to the citrus plants. Quote, cannabis use is generally the first time people are introduced to consuming terpenes in large amounts via inhalation. Co-founder of Evnia Technologies, Nadav Eyal, studying its effects opens new opportunities for scientific discoveries impacting all botanical medicine, including cannabis, the botanical that has only in the past few years developed into an international industry worth billions. It is a little known that the extraction method for producing cannabis oil, which is used to infuse many of today's cannabis products, including vape pens, edibles, topicals, strip out the terpenes. Product manufacturers need to bring the terpenes back for the unique and varied smells. Oh my gosh, you got cotton mouth. Product manufacturers need to bring the terpenes back for the unique and varied smells and tastes that consumers of cannabis expect, and more importantly, for the therapeutic effects of these products. Evnia is researching terpene properties and producing advanced terpene products for sale. Terpenes represent only 1 to 3% of the net weight of the cannabis plant, but they punch above their weight in value. THC and CBD are now becoming commodities, while terpenes can be understood as the brains that unleash the true power of the cannabis plant. As cannabis increases its market share, so too will terpenes, this company predicts. Even the progressively advanced techniques to design drugs in the lab, synthetic forms of cannabis-based pharmaceuticals such as Marinol and Syndros have not been effective in alleviating symptoms or helping patients recover from a host of ailments. These man-made drugs lack the natural intelligence that terpenes add to the other cannabis compounds, and they simply cannot be reproduced. No one has yet to imitate the complexity or entourage effect of terpenes or over 1,000 different compounds found in the whole cannabis plant. Antivirality and anti-inflammatory may be some indications of the terpenes of cannabis. Let's hope Evnia is able to put their toolkit in the face of the COVID and other medical challenges we face so we can increase our odds and improve life's value. Was it good for you, Smoke News Radio? I'm holding on. We made it this far, people, and still rocking it. Episode 52. There is more articles to go. My name is Jason Brodsky, and you know, I gotta say, it's not always easy being cheesy. You know how it goes. You try to be up in your Chester game, it doesn't always line up right. But you still gotta be yourself, and that's what matters. That's all that matters. Being yourself. And during this minute, I want to bring you something that this whole show is brought to me by. Show is brought to me by marijuana. Marijuana can be found all over the world, in ditches, at stores, in forests, behind thieves. It can be found in the hands of people you wish they didn't jack it from you, and you go, damn it, that sucks. It can be found in hundreds of thousands of pounds of marijuana that you're like, oh my God, I grew way too much. What am I going to do with all this stuff? You know, marijuana is, as always will be, the spiritual nature, and it will find its home to the right person that will be blessed. The essence of the spiritual knowledge of whoever you want to call your God, Gia, Jamia, Gamaya, Kania, Kanoa, Jamaya, Jamo, you know, Chichosho. Doesn't matter, because it's all words and names. It's inclination. If you want to say your creator's name is Mary Jane, and you say ganja is what has created you, then there you go. And ganja helps lift you to that spiritual place. And sometimes, it's not just lift you, and just like get you in the zone. Because, you know, people try to get in that zone of life. You know, I got the zone of the articles, read them for like 30 minutes, and I'm going, damn, this stuff's tough. I need to breathe for a second. I'm going to let my co-host Mary Jane help me out right now. And at some point, I will have some more co-host people as my organization is organizing more and more. Because, you know, really how the world comes together? It's just, you just got to keep doing cool stuff. That's all that matters. Still on time. That's good. You just patch things together and put it together what you can. Sometimes you think something's wrong, but it's really just a crack in the screen. And you're like, oh, there's nothing wrong with the screen. There's not a crack in the screen. Maybe the wall has something there too, but you can't see it. Just focus. Uh-huh. But sometimes if you see the crack in the screen, you're just like, damn, that sucks. So, I mean, that's like, Smoke Rules Radio doesn't condone much except smoking marijuana. I'm not personally into vaping. I mean, you guys can vape, smoke tobacco, smoke that cigarette. Smoke that cigarette. Torpedo at the pyramid gates. It's okay. In the way. I was just thinking to try to memorize the song from, you see the movie, I don't know. It's not a brain day. I'm reading words. I'm connecting things. I'm going to play a song right now. I'm going to smoke a joint and we're going to be right back. So let's beautiful 100,000 three songs. Pretty much just Jack Johnson for this one, but really.
Get up on that bus and we're going to get to have our day. We finally did, and he rolled up a big fat one and it put us in a coma. And the next day we wrote a song called I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie.
I was hurt, deserved, top shelf. I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Hey, don't you knock it till you tried it. Man, I tried it, my friend. I may get drunk in Munich, Germany in the late fall of 2011. I'll never smoke weed with a Willie again.
We learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He rolled up some ganja and he passed it around.
One of the last words I spoke before they tucked me in.
Vegas is after the show.
There we go. Okay. We're back. Smoke News Radio. Smoking with Wheatley. Soon, eventually, no one will be able to smoke them, so hope that brother. Actually, no one can smoke them because smoking's bad. It's messing up his lungs. You know, smoke every moment of your life. Gotta figure out these things. Mm-hmm. I don't like tobacco, cannabis. It's more healing for your lungs when it gets to it. You guys are listening to Smoke. Let's put this on the... There we go. You guys are listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky, bringing you the marijuana news and politics of 2020 during whatever pandemic may be happening. We are telling you that people are now getting their drugs. Again, after they stopped for a while, the news is happening again. There was no news for a little while. Next, on, what's the show? .com. This is from CBDtesters.co. Can Greece leverage medical cannabis to save its ailing economy? Stepped in history, brimming with mythology, and home to beautiful beaches, rich Mediterranean food, and sites like the Parthenon, Greece is also the country fighting economic fallout and trying to revive its wounded economy. Could the legal medical cannabis industry be Greece's ticket back to the economic security? In 2015, Greece missed its payment in the International Monetary Fund, resulting in the default of 1.6 billion European debt. This issue started decades before the bad structural adjustments made in the 1980s that resulted in mass inflation, mainly due to the fact that Greece had a generally poorly run economy. Greece lied about its economic status and government deficit amount, which was well above the 3% max limit to enter the Eurozone in order to gain entrance in 2001. However, instead of reviving the economy due to the single currency, it led to a perceived sense of stability, which led to a lower interest rates and increased spending, which, without truly attending to its actual issue of a lack of general revenue, led to economic disaster in 2009, accepting over $350 billion in bailout money. Greece had been struggling since the time to strengthen and rebuild itself, but still faces a long road ahead. In the recent years, as the medical cannabis industry has taken off, and as more countries institute medical programs to substantiate it, entering into this fresh economy has opened new doors of revenue for struggling countries. Africa is a great example of this, and the look toward that region will show multiple countries in the recently and quickly changed legislation to support entry into this market. Greece is yet another country following suit in hopes of changing the direction of its own economy. First, take a look at what Greek law permits in the way of cannabis. According to Drug Law 1987, using or possessing drugs in any quantity is punishable by imprisonment, as well as 2013. An amendment to this law made it much less severe, allowing for small amounts of personal use with only a 5-month sentence and no criminal record, so long as the crime isn't committed again within 5 years. And this is still steep in compared to some European countries. Prison sentences are often suspended if the offender enters into the correction treatment program. Cultivation and supply crimes are illegal for private residences, with supply crimes gathering up to 8 years in prison, though this can be reduced in the case of an addict who is part of a supply group. On the other hand, it can be increased to a life sentence if committed by someone who is deemed to have social responsibility, like doctors or politicians. Fines can also be issued to offenders from anywhere from 50,000 to 500,000 euro. Being caught growing a small number of plants will usually not get a person in hot water. However, growing a large number where it's believed there is intent to distribute will incur much greater penalties. Much like Ireland, Greece allows the sale, possession, and purchase of cannabis seeds, but it becomes illegal once the seeds are allowed to germinate and grow. Greece legalized medical cannabis in 2017, following it up to 2018 with repealing the ban set in place on cultivating cannabis and allowing the production and exportation of cannabis products as per European law. All cultivation and production must be for plants with less than 2% THC. There is no guarantee or push for licenses to go to local farmers with a strong expectation for outside investment. In order for a company to get involved in the cannabis industry in Greece, it requires 3 licenses total, and the government is more likely to approve companies with already existing verticals that can support all stages of cultivation, production, and processing. The 3 licensing arms of the government are the Ministry of Economy and Development, the Ministry of Health, and the Ministry of Rural Development and Food. All right. You guys will like this one. You guys listen to Smoke News Radio. You gotta get all the news. No bias news here. And this is 2 articles about the next topic. Smoke News Radio, Jason Brotz, your host. Next is from health.harvard.edu. Health.harvard.edu. How does marijuana affect the heart? From Harvard Health Publishing. More Americans now use marijuana than smoke cigarettes, but the drug may be risky for those with heart disease. Growing numbers of Americans, including the baby boomers in their 60s, 70s, and beyond, to date, 11 states and the District of Columbia have legalized marijuana for recreational purposes, and 33 states allow doctors to prescribe marijuana to treat certain health problems, including pain, anxiety, and depression. Compared with other prescription drugs, the health consequences of marijuana use are not nearly as well studied. But converging evidence suggests that the drug may be harmful for the heart, according to the January 28th review article in the JACC, Journal of American College of Cardiology. More than 2 million Americans with heart disease currently use or have used marijuana. Under the federal law, cannabis is a Schedule I substance, meaning it has no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. The designation creates numerous challenges for researchers seeking to do clinical trials, including navigating approvals through local, state, and federal agencies. Other problems include access to enough high-quality product, which must be sourced from the federal government, and creating a believable placebo for study participants. As a result, most of the available data are observational studies that rely on people to report their marijuana use. Frequency and dosage levels are hard to assess with any accuracy. The especially among people who use the drug recreationally, and among the different strains of marijuana, the levels of active components vary widely. Some are 3 to 7 times more potent than those available 3 decades ago. Derived from cannabis sativa, or cannabis indica plants, or ruderalis, marijuana is often smoked in joints or in a pipe. People also vape the drug in electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes, or consume it in foods called edibles or as a tincture. Many people assume that smoking or vaping marijuana isn't as dangerous as smoking cigarettes, said a Stoke study. Dr. Muthiah Bandarunganathan, a cardiologist at the Harvard-affiliated Brigham and Women's Hospital, quote, "But when people smoke tobacco, they take frequent small puffs. In contrast, smoking marijuana usually involves large puffs with longer breath holds." He says, "So smoking may deposit as much or more of the chemical toxins into the lungs as when people smoke cigarettes," he adds. "And vaping any substance can be dangerous. Thousands of people in the United States have suffered serious lung injuries using e-cigarettes. As of this writing, 64 have died." Side note, vitamin E acetate, a lot of those. Marijuana can cause the heart to beat faster and blood pressure to rise, which can be dangerous for people with heart disease. The risk of heart attack is several times higher in the hour after smoking marijuana than it would be normally, research suggests. Other studies have found a link between marijuana use and arterial fibrillation, the most common heart rhythm disorder. The one survey suggests that smoking marijuana may raise the risk of a stroke. Most of the evidence about marijuana is based on studies of people who smoked it, but even if you ingest marijuana by other methods, such as edibles or tinctures, the drug can still affect your cardiovascular system. And the plant contains more than 100 unique chemical components classified as cannabinoids. The two most prevalent are tetrahydrocannabinoid, or THC, which is what gives people a high, and cannabinol, or CBD. These components bind to specific receptors in the brain, but cannabinoid receptors are found throughout the body, including on heart cells, fat cells, and platelets, which are cells in the blood involved in clot formation, says Bandarunganathan. Cannabinoids can affect a number of medications used to treat or prevent heart disease, including blood pressure drugs, cholesterol-lowering statins, and drugs used to treat heart rhythm disorders, as detailed in the JACC study. They say, if you have heart disease, avoid pot. People use marijuana for a variety of reasons, including chronic pain, says Dr. Bandarunganathan. Quote, "In my clinic, I ask people if they use marijuana, and most are quite open to these discussions." He says, although the evidence about marijuana's potential harms is limited, people with heart disease should be cautious about using the drug. However, the advice doctors offer should be individualized. For example, heart-related risks may be less relevant for people using marijuana at the end of life for palliative purposes. Yes. Cool. That was from Harvard Health. Cue your heart when you smoke herb, huh? Next, from the Chicago Tribune, just recently on the 6th of July, Why Marijuana Could Be Risky for Your Heart by Brennan Burns. Research shows marijuana use could cause short-term complications for heart patients, but no long-term documentation has been. No long-term damage has been documented. Research shows marijuana use could cause short-term complications for heart patients, but no long-term damage has been documented. A new review in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology states that more than 2 million people with an underlying heart condition use marijuana or have used marijuana in the past year. No known link exists between heart disease and cannabis use, but risks do exist, warn researchers. Consuming cannabis elicits a calming sedative sensation throughout a user's body. This intensity of the experience differs depending on the delivery method used, vaping, edibles, or tinctures, what kind of marijuana use, sativa, indica, or how much you consume. These variables also factor into how cannabis affects your heart, researchers found. The relationship between smoking cigarettes and cardiovascular disease is well known, but cannabis use could also result in faster heartbeats and rising blood pressures. Smoking marijuana actually raises the risk of heart attack in the first hour following consumption, 2017 study found. Cannabis use also places you at risk of atrial fibrillation, a common heart rhythm disorder. This is why researchers caution not to assume smoking marijuana is any better for you than tobacco. When people smoke tobacco, they take frequent small puffs. Okay, just repeating this. Smoking marijuana presents additional complications to heart patients, as cannabinoids can interact with medications in unexpected ways. Researchers found blood thinner levels were raised due to cannabis use and could cause excessive bleeding in patients. Statins were alternatively more effective and caused undesired fluctuations in blood pressure. Nice. Okay, next, growop.com, read to you by Jason Brodsky on Smoke News Radio. Cannabis leaf prank sends six to hospital. It's in India. There's a food dish called methi. It leads to symptoms that included dizziness and losing consciousness. But shortly after consuming the dish, all family members began experiencing dizziness and feeling sick. A poorly conceived prank in which an Indian family consumed a dish containing what their neighbor assured was fenugreek for methi, but in fact was dried cannabis leaves, sent all six to hospital in Uttar Pradesh. The man is said to have given the packet of dried methi to a neighbor's son, who then gave it to his sister-in-law, who made what she thought was aloo methi, according to Times of India. But shortly after consuming the dish, all family members began experiencing dizziness and became sick. Some even lost consciousness, according to the Indian Express. Concerned, neighbors were asked to call a doctor and police were alerted. The entire family was taken to the hospital to be checked out. Police subsequently discovered the secret ingredient when they found the marijuana leaves and the remainder of the dish. The neighbor was detained and was reportedly fessed up on the prank. One need not to travel to India to fall victim to a pot prank. There was also the Australian grandparents who spent time in hospital after experiencing an elevated heart rate and much vomited, or in the wake of British Columbia, where some attendees had to go to the emergency room after unwittingly consuming the weed containing food. The entire incident in India left some on the social media a bit confused in light of the fact that the two leaves differ markedly in appearance. Fenugreek leaves were eaten in India as much as vegetable. Taking my mouth, the herb has been used to address such conditions as diabetes, menstrual cramps, and high cholesterol, although there is no good scientific evidence to support most of these uses. Is weed legal in India? Kind of, according to cannabis industry lawyer, while flower or resin are definitely off limits for recreational, the weed-infused drink bhang is sometimes consumed during special and religious ceremonies. That said, the push for full legalization and consumption of weed continues. The country did mark the opening of its first medical cannabis clinic earlier in 2020, and at least one Indian state has legalized cultivation of weed and its use for both industrial and medical uses. Thank you guys very much for listening. Smoke News Radio, Jason Brodsky, episode 52. See, hey, Jack Johnson, chilling out. Let's go. Take it away. What's up with the news, brother? Anything changed?
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright to put the music behind the Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight. On the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make believe. Can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies.